KFYLP is sponsored by CapturedPrey.com. Visit CapturedPrey.com today for all your import and third-party Transformers needs, and save even more through the Captured Prey Loyalty Program. You can also save on shipping on domestic orders of $150 or more. See website for details. CapturedPrey.com. Great toys, great prices, great service. Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com for all your vintage toy needs. You can also find Mega Toy Fan at popular robot and toy conventions year-round. Minimize your costs and maximize your collection with MegaToyFan.com.
Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP for short. Join us and discuss the latest in Transformers fandom. Now, where did I put that chorus stop? Ratchet, if you take the chorus stop. Transformers, defenders of
truth, robots who fight in disguise. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Transformers for your listening pleasure, TFYLP, episode number 206, recorded Friday, July 1st, 2016. Happy Canada Day to those of you up north, eh? And, yeah, not funny. Yes. Everybody's being like really, really down today, I guess. Really? What? Okay. Anyway, today we're talking about third party treatment, and we're going to talk a little bit about what third party figures you would like to see from each generation. We're going to talk about our staff picks. We're going to go through each generation, talk about our top picks of third party figures that we would like to see. And this comes off the heel of Perfect Effect revealing a Optimal Optimus homage. Just, I guess it was last night, and it looks amazing. I believe it's called Gorira, which is, you know, basically a play on the
Gorira.
Yeah, Ingrishified gorilla. But it looks amazing, and knowing Perfect Effect's track record, they've got some great, amazing figures put out, and it kind of spurned a little bit of a discussion this afternoon, and I thought, you know, it'd be a good idea to talk about what the staff would like to see as far as top Transformers characters that we would like to see get the third party treatment that possibly would never get the light of day from official sources. And, you know, for a lot of characters, that's the only way that we'll ever get an update of them, because they might be too obscure or just not on Hasbro or Takara's radar for whatever reason. And, you know, that's what makes third party great. You know, I mean, it gives us an option to get characters that we likely would not otherwise get. But now that we're all here, I am, of course, Daron Land, a.k.a. Weird Wolf. Along with me this evening is Headmaster Dawn.
Everybody.
Rick Alvarez.
Tonight I'll be consuming Jack Daniel's Tennessee honey-flavored whiskey.
Oh, lovely. And also Jim Black.
Tonight I will be consuming the souls of the innocent.
Ooh.
Well, that leaves us out.
I always thought you were demonic.
Diet version.
Yes.
Gotta walk away.
With aspartame.
Yes.
No, Splenda.
And also, last but not least, Megamus.
So,
welcome to the show.
With the backwards hat. Yeah, he's just all.
The hat's facing forward. His head's backwards.
I gotta.
Well, see, that's the problem. You got your Titan Master turned around. It won't fit in the grooves.
Okay.
Titan Masters are starting to hit, retailers. I know a lot of the online retailers, comic book shops are starting to get them in. I know the Zone Comics up in Louisville, they just got in a little shipment this past week. I know Captured Prey just got in some, our sponsor. Great toys, great prices, great service. Check out CapturedPrey.com, as well as Mega Toy Fan. Maximize your collection while minimizing your costs with Mega Toy Fan. Just kind of squeeze that one in there. Just
knock those out right off the bat.
Knock them out right off the bat.
There you go.
But before I go, I do want to apologize for something that has been brought to our attention in the in one of the comments last week.
I zipped, didn't I?
What's that?
Oh, I was afraid I didn't zip.
No, no one saw anything anyway.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah. It's they got to get out the magnifying glasses.
you would know.
Okay. No, you're thinking of Insane Galvatron. We'll pick on him because he's not here. Yeah. but anyway, it was made a comment in last week's episode on our Facebook page that. Occasionally, where we do record this live, it's not exactly the most, it doesn't always go, flow the best way, it can as if it was pre-recorded. But the audio version, whenever listeners listen to the audio version, sometimes they don't always get, the full, TFYLP experience like the YouTube viewers get. And sometimes we're holding up a figure, like right now I'm holding up the Eagle Robo, and I may be talking about this figure, and sometimes I may neglect to mention what the name of this figure is I'm actually talking about. We all tend to do that, and I do want to apologize to listeners who are trying to figure out what the hell we're talking about if we're not actually talking about the name of what it is. It's like hold it up and talk about and just keep referring to it as this figure here. I love how it flips around and everything, and we keep talking about that figure, this figure. I do want to apologize for that. We're going to work hard on fixing that, and whenever we do talk about something visually, I want to try to expound on it and explain what we're talking about. And I do apologize for the audio listeners. We do hear your comments, and we appreciate your feedback, and it just helps us try to get better. Now, anybody see the third party Gorira? I'll get it out here. Anybody see the pictures of that? This past week.
Well, I think another thing we can do, Duran, is just talk about for the jerks like me who don't know what the third party names are. Like I just call it Generations or Masterpiece, Optimal Optimus.
Well, you're right. I mean, sometimes it's if we want to specifically talk about something, for example, DX9 Carry. If you're familiar with DX9 Carry, that's essentially a Masterpiece Rodimus Prime.
Am I familiar with it? Am I familiar with it? One of the best figures ever.
Don, what is that crusty stuff hanging off of it? He looks at it.
I just said...
What are you talking about? There's no dust on him or nothing.
Never mind.
I'll say it again. Ew.
I think he was talking about the hot rod.
Yes.
No, hot rod's stuck over there.
It was just a disparaging comment.
Okay.
We're just picking on you.
Okay.
No. But anyway, if we're talking about DX9 Carry, we're talking about the Masterpiece version of or a DX9's Masterpiece version of Rodimus Prime. X-Transbots Andross, we may refer to it as Masterpiece Scourge, because that's essentially what it is meant to be. Mm-hmm. So sometimes, the fan names are interchangeable to their official names. Of course, they don't call it this is Rodimus Prime, because they can't, well, although if it's going to, you know, truth be told, if it's going to look like it, might as well call it what it is.
And saying all the time, this is not Scourge or not X or not Y, gets kind of old.
I'll be honest with you, though. I'm with Rick. I would rather them say not Scourge or not this. Yeah. So I know what the hell I'm looking at.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm just being honest, because some of them, and I guess if I really want to think about it, yeah, their names they come up with make sense. But, you know, sometimes I don't want to think that hard.
Well,
you
know, just I'm an old timer, too. That's the thing. Like, Brett and I, we're old guys, you know.
Not as old as Don, but, you know, we're getting there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, nitpicking here, you know, I just got Unique Toys Buzzing, which is their masterpiece Blur, last week. The packaging has got like the grid work and the gradient in the background. I mean, they're just like, and it's even got the font, the G1 style font. It's like, why don't you just call it what it is? You know,
the funny thing is, would you call it Buzzer?
Buzzing.
Buzzing.
Buzzing Run Man.
Never would have thought of Blur. If you just said that name, I swear to you, I never would have thought of Blur.
Exactly. That's the problem with half those names.
I mean, I wouldn't.
Maybe it loses something in translation.
I guess.
It's possible.
Now, especially with some of the companies choosing like the names of ancient Greek gods or just other names that might fit the character, but it's not in the average collector's
knowledge pool. And that's a good point, Don. I mean, for example, you know, we're talking about like the Lyle Kaiser from TFC. You know, they're using Hades, Rhadamanthus, Cerberus. It's like, where do they get these names? You know. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I know it's Greek mythology, but my mythology is very weak in a lot of areas. I just know that's the general pool they're pulling from. But if I was trying to talk to this to a regular person about these figures, I wouldn't be using these names because one, I would butcher them, and two, we would all recognize it as Guy Hawk or as Jaguar or as Leozak
or Poseidon, you know, I mean, Piranacon. Although technically in Japan, wasn't it, you know, King Poseidon? Yeah, so.
And the funny part was, is I got that one because of that.
Yeah.
So it's like you said, hit or miss.
Yeah. Eric Dupuy, listener, says, for example, the upcoming KFC Ditka, it's an homage to Mike Ditka, the former NFL footballer, and it's also the reason KFC chose that name for their masterpiece Blitzwing is because of the one episode where Blitzwing took up headquarters in a football field and was using a football coach as his tactical advisor. You know, wow. and I totally get that.
Might as well just call it Shula, or it's ridiculous. That's too obscure to pull a name from.
Yeah.
Well, what's also like they've also got what's out now is DX9's Gewalt, and I haven't had a chance to.
Where in the hell do you get that name from?
Are they just making up words now?
I just don't know what the etymology is of that name, but
I'm sure to somebody it makes sense.
Yeah. Well, it was like grab a fistful of Scrabble tiles and just fling them at the wall. No,
they might as well just like start calling it like Steve. Masterpiece.
Don
Robert.
Don, did you get that masterpiece, Steve? He's awesome.
I swear.
And I'm getting the scuba version.
Whenever KFC put out their transistor, their masterpiece blaster, I would have just assumed them called it Masterpiece Billy.
Billy, right. And then they do, you know, Night Attack Billy and
and for like the I think it was who is it that did the Mastermind Creations whenever they did their six shot, they should have just called him Ninja Consultant.
Even over here, I cannot get away from that god awful star dub. It's like an infection.
Ninja consultant from the planet Cybertron.
It's just even over there. It's like they keep bringing it up and.
Hey Don, I do listen.
I know. Stop it. I can't get away from it.
At least they haven't released the power pack.
But, you know, I want to remind listeners, we are live. And if you're listening to us live on our YouTube channel, you can interact with us via Twitter at TFYLP or on our Facebook group, which, like I just read from listener Eric Dupuy, he commented on our on the thread for this episode, episode number 206, pinned to the top. Every new episode is always pinned to the top of the Facebook group. So if you're listening to us live, or even if you're listening to the audio version and you want to comment on something we talked about on the show, even after the fact, we welcome your input and your comments. Just go to the thread, and for a whole week, all the way up to the next new episode, we leave it pinned to the top of the of the Facebook group. So if you have a comment, we'd love to hear from you. And if you mention it during the live show, we may even mention it on the air. So and embarrass the crap out of you, and may even mince up your name free of charge. Let's get into the meat of tonight's episode. Let's start with Generation One. You know, most of the third party stuff that we've got so far is Generation One. I mean, it's very G1 heavy. I mean, a lot of the figures that you see on the shelf behind me, I mean, I've got you know, Perceptor, you know, a Blur, well, Blurt right here, Transistor, aka Blaster, Scourge. You know, I mean, it just, you know, characters that we would not likely get anytime soon from the official sources, we're getting third party treatments of. Now, Fans Toys has completed the Dinobots per se. I mean, if you still count Masterpiece Grimlock in with them, I do. I'm still planning on, I'm probably going to wind up getting Grinder because that thing looks awesome. And it doesn't have that head turning gimmick, you know, that kind of stunts the growth as it will. But, you know, with these third party treatments, what other Generation One characters that we have not yet seen would you guys like to see get third partyized? And I'll go with Jim.
Okay, a couple of recommendations. First off,
horrible.
Not sure. I'm wanting to wait and see what happens with Titans Return if they do go through with the whole thing later on and do bodies for the previous release heads or what. So I'm gonna hold off on that one. I was gonna recommend the Omnibots Overdrive Camshaft and Downshift.
Excellent.
Because
excellent choice.
I always love those figures because you have the robot mode, the vehicle mode, and the assault mode with the you know, weapons and stuff, extra guns. Similar in a vein to like Trax and his little flight mode.
Downshift was the best one. No yes. argument.
Yeah, yes. I love those figures. I think the third party treatment would do wonderfully for those. You know, I mean, just imagine all the different ways that the technology has advanced in terms of like ball joints and flip out panels and things.
I love that pick, but technically we did get a camshaft.
Oh.
Alternators?
Alternators,
But
I would put that only in name. Only in name.
I was going to say that's camshaft in name only.
Yeah.
I think what we're aiming for tonight is like what like third party items would you put like on your generation shelf or on your masterpiece shelf? Because that's kind of like where third party is going. Mm-hmm. Those two areas.
Exactly.
And it's like everybody always asks, you know, why so many Predakings? Why so many different Dinobots? You know, this company's putting out Dinobots. This company's putting out Dinobots. Well, they're not all the same aesthetic. You know, Fans Toys is very clearly masterpiece, and then you've got the I think G Creations. No, was it? No, it's a Fans Project that's Fans doing Project. the War for Cybertron top ones. That's the one that's got paddles coming out soon, I believe. And then you've got the Toy World and the G Creations that fit in very well with the Generations line. So, so it's very clear to say what line you would like these third parties to fit into. So the Omnibots, where would you like them to fit in, Jim?
Honestly, I would like to see them as probably Generations or Classics style, simply because they're heritage figures that haven't really had a proper update, and I would want those to be as faithful to the classic trio as possible.
And you don't think they could do that in a Masterpiece stock?
I don't know that would necessarily warrant a Masterpiece for those figures, because they weren't really as well known.
Well, I don't think we're going by what you want. We're going by what you want.
Well, you also got a figure too. The Masterpiece, the shtick about Masterpiece is that you got realistic vehicle modes and cartoon accurate robot modes, or close to. So
we don't even have a Masterpiece hoist or Trailbreaker yet. So I figure, you know, let's not jump to the Omnibots on those. But I think Generations would work nicely for those. But I had another recommendation that still technically falls within the Generation 1 family, that could also work with the third party, would be Landcross, the Multiforce. Wing Waver, Dash... What was it? Dash Tackle, Mock Tacker, and Wing Waver. Or Dash Waver, Mock Wing, and
however you want to mix them up.
Don't go through all the combinations. We'll be here all night.
73 alternate configurations for that set. Possibly.
Interesting. 73.
And it's sort of weird. They actually got Energon combining right 20 years before Energon.
Precisely.
So, Brett, what about you? What would be your choices?
I don't know. Because it would be Masterpiece, because I stopped doing the Classics and Generations. I mean, I can sit there and say, you know, Trailbreaker would be just about my number one, right next to Jazz. But I also feel that we are going to see an official release of this. Yeah. I really do. I think, because I never would have thought we would see Inferno, and we did. So and that's the other thing that kills me. It just seems like, I think if I want something to come up quicker in the official, have a third party make it, and then all of a sudden the official comes out.
Here it comes. Well, I think the thing is, here's what I think we're definitely going to get from official lines. I think we're going to get the 84-85 bots.
I would hope so.
Except Jazz.
You don't think Jazz will ever get one?
No, we'll never get Jazz. Not in his G1 form. Porsche, it's just... Porsche doesn't want anything to do with the brand.
That's unfortunate.
Isn't Porsche and Volkswagen somehow intermingled?
Yeah, I think Volkswagen owns Porsche, but that doesn't mean they don't have control over their own marketing. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's like there's a third party that I think they called it Hova or something other. It looked amazing, but it's like falling off the face of the planet. We haven't heard anything new about it, you know, in very, very long time. It's kind of on the like the Giga Power Dinobots. You know, they've only released, I think, Snarl so far. And it's like every 2 years we might get a little snippet and they might release the toy. You know, I mean, I don't even think we've heard anything about Hova in well over a year now. And I think a lot of stores have actually taken down the pre-order for it.
Well, if I remember correctly, there was some talking on Facebook about that just recently, that it's not forgotten.
Yeah.
Whatever that means. I mean, keep your hopes up or whatever. But evidently it hasn't completely gone away.
But I know the prototype pictures that we saw of it, it looked amazing. I mean, it was dead on with the original Jazz. So, you know, but, you know, I really think we're going to get the biggest portion of the 84-85 bots, maybe a few 86ers, you know, like Hot Rod. We got Magnus already. We may get a blur and a cup, but, you know, then the Decepticons, we know Japan doesn't like bad characters. Nope. You know, so, you know, it's not likely we'll get a ton of those. seeing as how they dip into repaints of AKA like Loud Pedal, you know, is a repaint of Trax. You know, they just take the black version, Diaclone version of Trax and just say, oh, let's make him a Decepticon, you know. And we're only getting the Conehead Seekers because, well, it's just a modification of that mold. You know, they're not really going too far to get it. I was really shocked that we got Shockwave, you know. But, you know, it's one of those things you never know. But, you know, that's one of the things that gets me buying third parties. Like, for example, the Fans Toys Insecticons. Yeah, nobody expects a shocker. Yeah. But the Fans Toys Insecticons, I mean, I really doubt we'll see official Masterpiece Insecticons. So, you know, that's why I sprung for those. And even in the case like the Inferno, I've got Make Toys Hellfire. Amazing toy. Great meld of cartoon and toy. But I'm still going to get the official one because it's like the cartoon version of Inferno. So it represents, so I've got two different representations of the same character. But will I do that with every character? No, hell no. I don't have that kind of money, you know? But what other characters do you have,
Brett? The other ones that I would be a little more obscure, but they happen to be my favorite Power Masters is Darkwing and Dreadwing. Those,
oh yes.
If we could get those, and I would love to see that in a Masterpiece scale. Just, and the only thing that I ask is that they keep the combining feature, because I love that. I just think that's so neat. So they were without a doubt my favorite Power Masters.
Mm-hmm. How about you, Rick?
Well, I am ready to screen share because I'm very specific about what I want.
Okay.
So let's see. I'm going to hit this green button here, and I'm going to hit screen share, start sharing. Oh, you can see these two guys. Can you see them?
Not yet. I'll just see you.
You just see me.
We ran into this before. If it seems like you can't share, put it in the chat, and one of us will okay. attempt to do it.
We won't share. I won't share anything then. Well, I'm very specific. I love the Japanese characters, and I love the IDW comics, or IDWA, as I call them. So I would love to see from my generation's toy shelf, which is what I'm focusing on, is the IDW version of Star Saber and the IDW version of Deathsaurus.
Yes.
Which are incredible designs, and Deathsaurus was a great character in the comics. Star Saber, probably not used to the best of his potential. But I love those designs. Phenomenal. I wish I could have them in plastic form. And there's someone else, someone who I think everyone's forgotten about. And he hasn't shown up in the IDWA comics. He hasn't shown up in the toys anywhere. There's been no reissue talk of this. But I want a third-party Raiden. Mm. I want the train bots.
I'd be okay with that.
I want them, and I want them done in Combiner War style.
Cool. That would be awesome. That would be awesome. Yeah, I mean, whenever I stop and think about my favorites, I'm like, well, every character that I really would love to see a third party update of, and Brett came up with, you know, Darkwing and Dreadwing, you know, yeah, I'm right there with you. I'd love to see them. But the biggest part of the ones that I would like to see have already been done or are already getting done, you know, Galvatron, you know, Rodimus Prime, you know, which of course we got an official one. But then we got an unofficial one, and then Lyle Kaiser. You know, we're already getting Lyle Kaiser. Then the Piranicon. We're getting Piranicon now. I'm really hard pressed to have a G1 character outside of Deathsaurus that I would love to see get an homage. You know, so I'm going to wait till the next era that we talk about to start talking about toys. Don, what about you?
Well, from generation one,
I'm going to go with the obvious to get it out of the way. I would like to have a Headmaster RC in the Masterpiece mold.
Now, let me interrupt you right there. Would you want the Headmaster to turn into Daniel, or would you prefer the Headmaster turn into you?
Daniel, to be more accurate. Because the other way would just make it too self-serving and creepy.
But, well, I'm glad we got that out of the way.
But I would also like for her to have an option that she has a regular non-Headmaster head, so that way you could still have the Daniel figure as a driver in vehicle mode, but if you wanted an RC pre-rebirth without the panel lines with the transformation ability for the Headmaster gimmick, you could still have a regular movie RC for your movie shelf. That way you could display it with that slight difference however you wanted it.
It's like, and like the head peg could fit. It's got the same head peg as the actual Headmaster, but it's just a non-transformable head you can put into the...
Exactly. And also, the non-transforming head could have her red visor that she used in the movie that she didn't use. You know, just little things that separate them.
Absolutely.
Here's a thought, Don. What about having the Headmaster Daniel head? Have Daniel be able to come out of the suit and just have a standalone Daniel to be done be the driver?
Well, yeah, that would be the most accurate way of doing the rebirth. But as much as I love the rebirth, I don't really kind of like the way they did the Headmasters. I mean, I like the way Headmasters were introduced, but I prefer the comic, the Headmasters 1-4 miniseries from Marvel that makes the most sense on how you would do this. And as big of a fan as I am of the rebirth, that was not my favorite interpretation of the Headmaster process. But obviously that's the first thing. I know Hasbro has hinted at we're getting one in Titan Masters, which I super appreciate. But from a Masterpiece shelf, that's what I'm looking at. Something else I would like to see comes from Generation 1, but it's kind of weird. We all remember War Dawn, one of the major episodes in Season 2 that we got the backstory with the Optimus Prime's backstory. Oh. I would like to see a third party do Megatron's Decepticon transport trucks and little simplified cube Decepticons that basically the cube would be like a Z that you could unfold and they would just sort of shrink down. You know, like they would have just like basic hinges so you could raise them and lower them into cube form, and then the transport truck that you could carry them into like the refinery. So I would like to see those generic troops War Dawn that Megatron was using. I thought, and you could probably buy a pack of 3 or a pack of 6 or a pack of 9 of these little cube Decepticons to fill up your truck, and maybe you could even paint them different colors if you want to do that, whatever the case may be. So that's kind of an odd thing I would like to see them do. It says Generation 1, but it's something we've never seen before.
And I think that wins the prize for most obscure G1 character to be redone.
Yeah. And then for my last pick across the pond, I would like to see, two picks. From England, I would like for them to try to do the Tachyons and the Lightformers. Well, because those are some really great molds that have some GPS issues. Okay, I'll just say this. Most of the British stuff, I would like to see third-party representations because, one, it's so expensive, and two, you've got the GPS issues. Pyro, Clinch, Turbo Masters, a Thunderclash. Just give us all the British stuff in a third-party format so everybody can enjoy the characters.
Rescue Force.
I did think of, while you were talking, Don, probably three characters that I would love to see third party treatment. You know, I'm not gonna cop out here. The Duocons, Battletrap, and Flywheels. I would love to see them get a third party treatment. You know, they don't have to have the spring loading, you know, transforming gimmick. You know, they can transform individually. But I think it would be really neat to see if, you know, maybe you could like put the plane and the tank together and then transform it. You know, but they can't fully transform with individually. Yeah. I would also like to see Road Caesar.
That was going to be my last one because as much as I love the Japanese mythos and Master Force and Victory, mm-hmm. Road Caesar is one of my biggest disappointments. Many years ago, Tony Aprieto went on a buying trip. We all know Tony. And I told him I'm looking for a Road Caesar less than X number of dollars, and he found me one. I haven't been that disappointed in Transformers until I bought God Bomber based on the catalog image and not the actual toy. Because I bought God
Bomber. They're essentially really big Micromasters. But they're awesome. I still think they're awesome.
So I would like to see a third party tackle a Road Caesar with better proportions and not quite just, the big clunky. Because three robot combiners are hard to pull off. There's one that did it extremely well, we'll be talking about in a little bit. But I would like to see a new Road Caesar.
Mm-hmm. Hey, can I just make an observation that we've got some older gentlemen on the program tonight, and no one has said a Scrounge or a Big Red.
Now, Scrounge, we're getting the Cosmos remold. I know that.
And that's good enough.
Who is Big Red?
Big Red was that giant Transformer that showed up on, I think it was issue one of the Marvel Comics. He's just that giant red Transformer that was in front of a battle scene, and he kind of looks like he maybe could be an Inferno type of guy, but...
Oh, okay.
He has his own flair.
Wow, that took me back, yeah. I hadn't thought about that in years.
Here's a interesting thought. Autobot Soldier at Parapex 78 on Twitter. Forgive me if I said that wrong. But he said Iron Factory, who has been doing the little small versions of like Overlord and Ultra Magnus, they've been doing really, really well with the small figures. He says, I would like to see Iron Factory do Masterpiece Micromasters. Since they have the great Legends figures down to a science, it should be a really nice should at least be a it didn't word right, but should be a nice transition. I agree. You know, that would be kind of cool to have Masterpiece style Micromasters.
And the first one?
Big Daddy.
He wrecked it down. He wrecked her.
He needs to be able to turn around at the waist and have that little crane that just sits there and flips up and down.
What's it? Machine Robo.
Yeah.
Well, now, you know, the only trouble is, even a Masterpiece Micromaster, if you deviate too far from the basic transformation, it's no longer the same character, kind of. So they'd be really simple. And at the third party price.
No, I mean, you think.
Well, look what they did with the mini cars, the mini bots.
Well, that's true. That's
true. It would be really simple. It would be really easy to release like an 8-pack, you know, a good guy team and a bad guy team together. Yeah. Release an 8-pack for $60.
Better than the Impossible.
Didn't they do a 2-pack of Sea Spray and was it Beach
Power Glide?
Power Glide.
Yeah.
No, a two pack.
But you know, they don't have to be. Yeah. You know, they could be like, you know, they could still look like their original versions, but just give them a little more posability. You know, ball joints. You know, and you know,
they don't have, what they're doing with the mini bots. Yeah. A little more upscale.
More Don, what do you think the scale is on that? Like 3 inches, 4 inches?
I'll be honest. I'm not the person to ask on scale. Because other than giving a slight care for MPs after NP10, kind of sort of fitting, I don't care about scale because I grew up not caring about scale, and to me, scale is not a thing anymore. You know, once you get Optimus Prime G1 and then you get Motormaster and you go to ram them together and you look at them, scale doesn't mean anything anymore.
No, I mean, Rick, I agree with you. I'd say 3 inches.
Yeah.
About half the size of the mini bots.
Yeah. Well, because you want your masterpieces to kind of be in scale with each other as much as possible.
That's one of the reasons why I like the masterpiece. In my opinion, they're the most cohesive scale-wise of any of the series. I think they're even more so than classics.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
So,
well, you know, G1 has gotten so much love. Let's move on to G2. Let's talk about in the interest of time, let's just pick one figure from each series if we can, one character. I know that might be hard, but if we could sit here all night and make three episodes out of several characters from each line. So one character, say from Generation 2, if you could get a third party treatment, Jim, who would you like to see from G2 get a treatment?
Well, Plasticon will probably like me for this, but G2 Computron.
G2 Computron, eh?
Just because.
You cheated. It's five.
That doesn't exist.
Well, not yet. Third party hasn't made it yet.
None of these well, there is no. I mean, let's talk. Let's do a real G2 character that actually exists. Who would you like to see?
Real G2 that actually exists. All right. I'm gonna go with. I don't know. How about Hooligan?
Steve.
That was a fun G2 thing.
That's an interesting pick, Hooligan.
That was my first G2 figure that had like all the ball joints and articulation and all that, and I always remember that figure specifically for that. It just blew me away, because before that I had gotten the G2 Megatron, and it was this massive brick Megatron attack, but then I got Hooligan and I'm like, what is this? This is great. So yeah.
How about you, Brett?
Well, I'm going to go on record, first of all, for Plasticon and say that G2 sucks. So I'll start off like that. And then I'll say that if I have to, if you're twisting my arm, it was a toss-up, but I'm going to go with Road Rocket. That's what I want to see.
As have a masterpiece.
As a masterpiece motorcycle.
A masterpiece Road Rocket.
And with the light-up feature. Must have the light up feature.
Of course.
Nice. I'm going to say my pick before anybody else says it, Laser Prime. I would love to see a Laser Prime.
I thought about that one, but I wanted to go a little more obscure. I think I'd like to see the little motorcycle.
Well, let me ask you this. Could third party really – I love G2 as much as everybody except maybe Plasticon. Could they really improve on Laser Prime?
I'd say more articulation. Yes, yeah. It could, but I mean, it's not bad. It's not bad the way it is. You're right.
But I mean, it's just the character. I mean, he's a popular character. I don't know anybody that hates on that toy that much. Why not give him, the ultimate masterpiece style?
It made a great repaint. I can tell you that much.
Yeah. And you've already got several repaints that you can do out of that toy already. You got the Laser Prime, you got the Scourge, You're the Goat Clear. Yeah,
you go really crazy and go with Ultra Magnus.
Yeah. So you got all kinds of options with that mold.
Now, would that be the like the E-Hobby Magnus or the
right.
Skull Face Magnus?
Yeah. I was thinking of the E-Hobby one.
Okay.
Rick, what about your G2 pick?
Well, I love G2, so this was a tough one for me, but I narrowed it down to I want a G2 Leadfoot for my Generations line. He was the little yellow Formula One car, blue from Rotor Force. He shot the little blade. Okay.
I got
Maybe
a
that's
new
a little
pick.
Too obscure. Yeah.
Okay.
No, I know.
I've got a new pick. I got a new pick. Laser Prime was too easy. And Don's kind of right. He doesn't need a update, but it would be nice if we got one. But my new pick is Windbreaker.
Why not?
I mean,
I knew you were going to pick that one.
Yeah. Well, I've got like three of them. So, he's that little orange, accelerator.
You just like the name.
I do like the name, but he's also really cool too. He's orange. I'm a sucker for orange Transformers. So, Don, what about your G2 pick?
All right. I was going to pick Cyber Jets in general because of all the repaint potentials and getting some really nice Cyber Jets, but Hooligan kind of knocked that out. I would say probably as a group, the small Autobot cars and the small Decepticon jets. The ones that had the Autobot cars had the removal, like Scram. You said Windbreaker.
Rapido.
Yeah. You know, not just Windbreaker, but because to me, those are some of the best small Transformers that we had in the G1 line. They're G1, but they were colorful. The colors were well designed. I like the engine gimmick as the weapon. The Decepticon jets were small, but there was some fun transformations in there.
Afterburner
is one of my favorites. He's still here from a few weeks ago. You know, right here. I've still got him right here. So, yeah, that's what I would like to see. Set runner up, G2 Megatron in a slightly less blocky body.
Nice.
Only if he has the original sound effects.
Yes.
All right. Now, you know, what kicked off this whole discussion tonight? Beast Wars. We're getting into Beast Wars. One character would you like to see get the third party update? Okay, Brett can't wait. So
nope, I gotta get it before anyone else does. Rat Trap.
Why
gotta
Rat Trap?
That's my favorite. Gotta have that. Rat Trap.
That's definitely gonna come though. That's gonna happen. I mean,
and I'll be happy when I'll take both. And I agree with you. I think that one's definite. Just well, there's a few of them that are definite, but that I really want that one. I really do.
You don't think the Generations one was sufficient enough?
No, I want a masterpiece. When I say I want these masterpiece. I want that to be in scale with Primal.
Now, this Cheetor, what do you think from the prototypes that we've seen so far? Did they knock this one out of the park, unlike the Generations universe one?
Oh, it's definitely better. It's definitely a lot better.
But do you think they finally got Cheetor right?
I would put him on my masterpiece shelf. Yes.
All right. What about you, Jim? Who would you like to see get the third party?
I would have to go with Magnaboss.
Nice.
Mm.
I like that too.
Nice. Magnaboss. Now, if they start doing more Beast Wars characters, Magnaboss is not really likely to get a release from the official source. So that is a good pick. That is a good pick.
Because, I mean, you know, the closest we've got so far to any kind of update was a set of stickers and a couple of exclusives for the existing Combiner Wars figures. So, you know, a proper update to Magnaboss and maybe even Tri-Predacus 2 would be, I think, pretty neat. Because their transformations were so radically different and so complex, very outside of the box. Very breakaway from Scramble City.
Absolutely.
My pick, and this one is has got a caveat. I want a third party masterpiece version of Beast Wars Ravage with the ability to turn into a cassette.
Physics be damned.
He might be a giant cassette.
Either that or you're talking about a hell of a lot of parts for me.
Well, he might be a giant cassette.
That's going to be a shell former.
Yeah.
I think it could happen.
Okay, Duran, I got to say this. Brake is going to look at him and say, damn!
I think it's possible. I honestly do. If unless you're new to the internet, you already know that cats are liquids, so they can assume any shape and form. So it goes without saying it's possible.
Well, you know, he may not be able to turn into the cassette, but I'd like to see a masterpiece style Beast Wars Ravage that may come with a cassette mode.
Would you be happy if he turned into a VHS cassette?
you know, looking at the Ocular Max Ravage that just came out recently, that thing looks phenomenal. I give it that. But it's a giant cassette, and it's and you know, going back to the scale issue, it really doesn't even fit in with Masterpiece. I mean, it's just like, oh, here's a really nice version of Ravage, you know, because Ravage wasn't that damn big in the cartoon, you know. So I don't see the need for that.
Pick too. I like Ravage. I thought he was great in the show, in the series. I so far I haven't heard one. I mean, there's so many that I would love. I mean, I could do all my picks on Beast Wars. Yeah. I really could.
What about a Betamax cassette?
Well, that's if we're going to make them a little bit smaller.
And do retro?
That's random. What about you, Rick?
Well, again, I default to comic books. I love stories behind characters.
Randy?
No.
Oh.
I love it when a story makes a toy that's so mediocre and so forgetful something to be elevated on my shelf and put in the front of the line instead of hiding somewhere in the back. And to me, that is Beast Wars Maximal Razor Beast. The nice. I think it's the Dreamwave comic series of Beast Wars. Makes Razor Beast the entry point into the story. He's the center. He's the focus. And between his Cybertronian mode, which is like, it kind of looks like Beast Machine's thrust, and then he gets his Earth mode, which is the Beast Wars toy. He has an incredible story arc, and it's one of my favorite characters just from that 4 or 5 issue comic book.
And that could be probably the highlight of Dreamwave's offerings at that point.
Yes, they've done nothing good but Beast Wars.
Now, I would like to mention Eric Dupuis' comment. He just commented on Facebook. We need that Transformium stuff from Age of Extinction to make Duran's Beast Force Masterpiece Ravage.
There you go.
Ravage will be made
make
of
it
bees.
Happen.
He'll be made
problem,
of bees.
Problem solved.
My God.
Yes.
That okay. Matter, let's just do Masterpiece Transformium.
Yeah. Don, what about your Beast Wars pick?
All right. Well, my runner-up was going to be Tiger Hawk, but like Laser Prime, he really doesn't scream for an upgrade because the Tiger Hawk toy is pretty damn impressive as he is. So my one pick is a two-pack, Silverbolt and Black Arachnia. Mm. I love Silverbolt. He's one of my favorite characters. And then I like the chemistry with him and Black Arachnia was again with Scott McNeil and Venus Turzo was just wonderful, and I would love to see a third party 2-pack tackle a Fusor and Black Arachnia in her first Spider mode, try to improve on that a little bit, because you know there's that, or if they gave her a Transmetal mode, then we might could get an RC Transmetal like from the comics. Later on down the road, if they did a repaint.
Now, would they have to have alternate heads that you can put on with puckered lips?
No.
Little smoochy hearts that are like floating above their heads.
No, but they can come with like bonus like severed tarantulas limbs that you could put along in a playset or something. But no, that's what I would like to see: the Silverbolt and Black Arachne in a 2-pack. Maybe like in it, like a jungle themed box set, like that one episode that shows their relationship starting. That's what I would like to see. But my runner up would have been Tiger Hawk. But again, he doesn't really scream for a new version because his original toy is pretty damn good.
Facebook listener Pascual Perez says, I want Perfect Effect to make a Masterpiece Beast Wars line. I'm hoping they would continue with Transmetals and hoping one day to get a Masterpiece Depth Charge. That would be nice.
Yeah.
Now let's move on to Don's favorite era, Beast Machines.
I'm going to go first this time.
Okay.
I'm claiming first before anyone else does it.
Supreme
Botanica.
Seal.
Botanica. Oh. Give us a good third party representation of Botanica.
I would buy it.
That's the only character that I want to see from Beast Machines, except maybe another version of Blast Punch Primal, because I like that. I like that character. I like the toy, but he needs a little more articulation.
Yes,
but that's it. That's all I'm gonna say.
Okay, well, let's go back in reverse order. What about you, Rick?
Well, I love Beast Machines. It's definitely a show that is more appreciated now than it was in its time. I would certainly like for my original Beast Wars shelf a proper in-scaled articulated Night Scream.
With fully articulate hair.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Well, let's go one step further. Combable hair.
Oh, great. He had like Barbie hair with like real rooted hair or something.
Well,
My little Night Scream. You
could get, he would come with an optional comb that we could be emo Night Scream, you know, just kind of have that little comb over. He's always emo.
Comb over's good.
Yeah, the little comb over. It's like, if I had to pick a Beast Machines character, I want a Megatron that looks like he did on the cartoon, but also does both the dragon and the head mode. I would love to see that. And with the fact that he has that the wings of the dragon, how they form like that cowl around him, I think it would be very easy to parts form him.
So you're saying basically that mega toy that really wasn't a mega and that really sucked.
No, it didn't have a head mode. So I would like him to be able to do the head and the dragon.
And you would like it to hover freely in space.
I would like it to come with some kind of like
magnetic stand that it could hover above so that it could slowly float on your shelf.
Doron, one add-on, it has to come with a diagnostic drone.
Interesting.
Tim.
Sounds good in concept, but I'm just imagining, you know, the end result, and it's going to end up with the Megatron head, and he's just going to have wings on the sides.
Well, you know, my picks, you know, might seem to be out there, but, you know, if you really stop and think, third party has really upped the game in Transformers toys, in transforming toys in general. They started doing things that we never thought would be done, or could be done in toys, because they don't have those limitations that the official outlets do. I mean, they don't sit there and, well, we've got to hit this certain price, production price or this price point. They just sit there and say, okay, let's make this toy and then we'll figure out what to charge for it later. You know, there's really no limits. I mean, let's be real about it. I mean, things that we didn't think could happen have happened already in third party. What about you, Brett? What's your Beast Machines pick?
Well, I was going to go the easy way out and say Magmatron, which would be a good one.
Oh.
But I actually, if I only had one pick, Night Viper. We need more snakes.
So that's the Cobra.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be.
I think that one would be super cool. Although the small one we got, with all the ball joints and everything, had a considerable amount of articulation to it. There just wasn't much there. Yeah. I would like to see a full size one.
Actually, Brett, that was one of the show we had a few weeks ago that you weren't able to attend. We were talking about kind of like our forgotten gems from the lines. That's one of the ones I had with me here. Was Night Viper, because it's such a for a maximal beast mode, they actually was able to get a lot of personality into the robot mode.
Yeah.
Wow.
Absolutely. Jim, your Beast Machines pick.
Well, as tempting as it would be to go with someone like Hammerstrike, because I love the Hammerstrike toy, I'm honestly going to have to go with what the crap's his name? Masterpiece. Well, no. No, we'll do Generations. We'll say the Generations. Our Beast Changer friend, Savage Noble.
Ooh, you know, that was almost a pick of mine.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice.
Because his toy really was not that great.
You know, Deco has a lot to do with how cool a toy can be, and if you get the Japanese release of that toy, it looks a lot better.
I just thought it was just a cool-looking Dragon Ball. I mean, just had no eyes. It was a bipedal, only had the two legs, no arms. And then the split tail, it was just a radical design, but it was just, I don't know. It was just really neat looking. It reminded me of like something out of Alien. I don't know. It was really, really cool.
I was unaware that Savage Noble got a Japanese release.
Resource Return, wasn't it?
Yes, there was. It was around that time when all the Beast Machine toys came out in Japan, and they were all very limited run. And he's actually decoed in red, where the Hasbro version is blue. So you can have the blue wolf, and then you can have the red dragon, and it looks a lot better. It's very well done.
Yeah. Hmm. Is that about the same time they came out with the slightly not as hideous version of Silverbolt and with yes. the condor color. That's yeah. one thing I want third party not to do is to never touch Beast Machine Silverbolt. Never.
Oh God, that's the one they should start with. I mean, I'm surprised they said that, but
well yeah, but if they do, they'll go bankrupt and they'll go out of business because no one will buy it.
Well, maybe Impossible Toys can come back and start with that release and end with that release. Oh, that was mean. I'm sorry. Okay. Robots in Disguise. / Car Robots. So, John. I normally start with Jim, and then I thought Don. So, John. Headmaster John.
So would there be like a combiner between us, or how's that work?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not saying anything about tops and bottoms and stuff because you'll take
it. You two can figure that out amongst yourselves.
Okay, but
I'm a power master bottom.
Yeah.
Are you the pants?
Yeah. Am I going, Durin? Is it me?
Yes. Go ahead, Don.
JRX, a third
That's
party.
Surprising.
That's already a really cool figure, though.
It is. And
That was my pick.
But I would love to see a third. I mean, I love JRX, and he is the best. Granted, there's not many three robot combiners out there, but he is one of the best.
All right, I call shenanigans on that. What would you improve?
One thing, he should be bigger. He should be big.
Size. All
right, and sure. He
should be bigger. I would like Midnight Express as the legs. To not be so disproportionate or plain. It's just that's the one thing. And also, I would like to have the center figure, Midnight. Who was the center figure?
Midnight Express.
Yeah.
Rapid Run.
Rapid Run. I would like for him to serve more of a function in the combined mode than just being the piece in between the top and bottom. Because you had so much hanging off the back.
That's where you can get your bulk from.
Yeah,
is actually integrated into the figure as opposed to hanging off the back. Yeah. So there's definitely improvement.
Yeah.
But I agree with you 100%.
But now I'm going to go off the rails and do a personal wish.
Off the rails.
I would love to see.
Pun intended.
Yeah. I would love to see like their take on say Optimus Prime. Not as far a convoy, but maybe like if the series had continued and he got a new body. And then this is just me going off the rails for a second. I would love to see Ty as a power master, her giving an actual physical form and being a power master. And I would like to see Koji as a headmaster to their version of Brave Maximus. Because in my head canon, if it had continued, Ty would have gotten a physical form. To help out the team.
Why is it, Don, whenever I hear you say the term headcanon, I think of Age of Extinction Lockdown?
I'm sorry to put that. But, again, that's my personal off-the-rails, wish list is, you know, to get Ty and Koji as headmaster and power master in the figures.
Okay. Rick, what about your Robots in Disguise pick?
Well, I think that's a great line. Save for some of the choices Hasbro included in the American release. I have no problem with the toys. I got my Skybite in Generations. I'm happy with it. I would like G.I. Joe versions of Koji and Ty.
Oh.
Hmm. Kind of like a Figma version of those or something, maybe.
No, I want G.I. Joe versions.
G.I. Joe.
Like all the other Joe versions the club's doing.
Yeah, and since...
But tie.
Yeah, but since they now have the rights for 2 more years, maybe that's something we can get.
But Hasbro doesn't own the rights to...
Robots in Disguise.
To Robots in Disguise, yeah.
Crap in a hat.
Yeah. So, and then you could take tie and you can make both a clear... version, solid colored version.
Exactly. That would be because that way, if you had a Robots in Disguise display, you could have her doing her stuff in like the display.
Oh my god! Yeah. You know, thinking about who I would like to see as a third party Robots in Disguise toy, you know, I mean, Sideburn. I'd love to see the Carr Brothers in general, but Sideburn, I would love to see a new Sideburn that isn't so damn fiddly.
Yeah.
To get in, but
yeah,
how would you achieve that without him losing what he looks like in robot mode?
Well, now, I've said this before in the past that I would like to see Masterpiece Carr Robot Brothers. The extra mass from a Masterpiece level Carr robot Carr figure. Mm-hmm. Would give them the ability to move the stuff around without it being a, you know, move this, then move this, then move this, then move this, then pray.
Yeah.
And don't forget, these are what we want. We don't have to figure out how to make it.
Yeah. I mean, leave that to the geniuses that come up with these things.
They're the ones that are going to take our money anyway.
Yeah. But if I had to pick, I would have to go with Skybite. I would like to see.
I was afraid someone would say Skybite. I hate that character.
So this would be a Masterpiece Skybite, then.
Yes, this would be a Masterpiece Skybite that was more articulated in shark mode. You know, it could actually move. You know,
and you don't think that what was that one called? Barbados.
Censo Barbosa.
You don't think that fit the bill.
No.
You don't think that was god-awful enough? No,
that was intended to be Captain Shark from Brave, very clearly.
If you have Captain Shark, you need no other sharks in your collection because they will not be as awesome as Captain Shark.
Yeah. But I mean, that's an awesome toy as Captain Shark. But Skybite, not so much. I want to, and you know, like Rick said, the Generation Skybite is a great toy, great update to the character. But I'd like to see a better one, a Masterpiece version of Skybite. So let's see here. Did you do yours, Brett? I forget. Okay. Jim.
Well, since JRX or Rail Racer has already been mentioned, I'm going to have to go with Landfill.
You've got a better name.
That just like Magnavox and Trip Predator, because that was an out of the box, stellar way to combine. Was not Scramble City. You had the three different sections that would join in the center, and then once you got that combined, then you could attach the torso to it.
What's the name of the what they called the little building sticks? Were they called clicks or?
No.
Instead of Legos, it was a little spindle, and you.
Tinker Toys.
Tinker Toys. A little bit.
That's another image. It's like click. Anyway, that's Legal what that toy reminded me of.
Yeah.
You just click them all together, and then you stuck the thing on and twisted it.
Ah.
And I actually thought it was. I did too. I thought this is a really, really neat transformation. It's just the toy kind
of
stuff.
And allowed for interchangeability to be one of either legs or both arms in the back.
And I don't know about you, but I was very disappointed in the use of the name Grimlock.
Yeah, that toy, that particular member of that team, I think was the weakest. Although Wedge/Build Boy, I love that little toy. That little bulldozer was flipping amazing.
Well, I remember at BotCon a couple of years ago when they were talking about they were trying to put – this is when Generations was still really going strong. And they were talking about trying to be more accurate with the names fitting the character and not just slapping a name on a character for trademark purposes. And I'm thinking that Grimlock was probably something that was caused that to happen because it made no sense for that character to be called that.
The only way I can make heads or tails out of them deciding to do that, other than just slapping a name on, would be on the shovel arm, the claw that comes out, and it kind of resembles some kind of like chomping head or something. But that I know that's a stretch.
Well, now did we get? No, okay. 90. We got the 2006 Beast Wars. Okay, yeah, that was after that. Never mind. I thought maybe one begot the other, but it would have been two. Never mind.
Yeah. Okay. Now let's go Unicron trilogy. Okay, Jim. Start with Armada.
6 years of, or five years of brand. I don't know.
You didn't let me finish. I said, let's go to the Armada trilogy or Unicron trilogy. Let's start with Armada.
Okay.
Who is your pick?
I see. I thought you were just going to do the trilogy as a whole lump sum.
No, there's too many toys there.
Right.
Even though a good portion of them.
Oh, Lordy. Armada? I can't go with Unicron. That'd be too easy. Plus, I mean, that. You know what? Come back to me on that one if you would. I'm going to need a minute.
Hey, Brett?
Dom's gone. Or, you're on.
Probably the only one that I actually thought was decent at all, Nemesis Prime.
The deluxe Optimus?
Yes. Yeah, the repaint.
Yeah, Bendy Prime.
Yeah, that. We're getting towards the point where, you know, Armada and Energy, I didn't like any of them. I really did. But if I had to pick one, this would be the one for Armada. I think it would make a nice update. It could use a good update. And since Don left us,
I'm right here.
No, Duran.
Oh,
no.
I'm sorry.
Well, let me jump in. Because I love the characters. I love the idea of those characters, but I don't love the show. And I don't necessarily love those toys. I love the idea of those characters. So I would really, really like to see Demolisher in a Generations and a Masterpiece style. What was Minicon name? Leader One. We'll probably just rename it Leader One.
Wasn't it
Blackout, I thought, wasn't it?
Yeah, Blackout. Yeah,
no, Don gets it. Don gets it. It's an old man joke.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jim, you wanna go, Jim? Have you thought, yes, or you
want me to? I've got one. Flashing back to our previous episode last week. Armada Sideswipe.
Oh.
Well, if any toy needs a new, if anyone needs a new toy.
Well, at least he's keeping on the same theme. He didn't this is how you fix it.
If you're talking about guys who need a new toy and that's the only criteria you have, then Armada Laserbeak is a guy who needs a new toy.
Which was a little matter last week, too.
Functional
camera.
I'm going to say this, though. Armada Sideswipe had a really nice car mode, yeah. and the Minicon gimmick, I like the gimmick it had, that little launching thing, the Minicon out the back, that was a great gimmick. It's just the robot mode was so ass, I could not like that toy. So yeah, I think Armada Sideswipe would be a good starting point for an updated Armada toy. My pick for Armada, Tidal Wave. I would love to see a Masterpiece Tidal Wave. That thing would be flipping awesome.
But I don't think have to do Megatron too, right?
What's that?
You would almost have to do Megatron too, then.
Why would it have to be Megatron?
For the combiner.
Or Galvatron.
To do the combine.
Yeah, you don't have to.
Fleet combines onto the.
Yeah, you don't have to.
That was actually pretty neat. I got to give him that. That was kind of neat.
And it's kind of surprising. It just kind of came out of nowhere that, oh, by the way, this guy combines.
Yeah.
There's this other toy.
But, you know, I mean, he's I'd like to see a more articulated version. And, you know, third parties have a tendency to be able to throw in some little gimmicks and things here and there that that would make it even extra special. So I would like to have a masterpiece version of Tidal Wave.
What about a Tidal Wave that turned into the SDF-1?
Would that be cool for you? You're right. It was really close in design.
Oh, Armageddon would love that.
Is it totally on the window here? SDF-1 is huge.
Yeah, I mean, you know, scale, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
But G.I. Joe flag scale, or what are we talking?
Dude, these are pieces of plastic. Come on. What do you want from me? You want me to give you exact details of how big he should be as a toy? You want me to stand? He should be at least 4 feet taller than MP Prime, than MP 10, whatever. There.
I'd buy it.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking no larger than, say, the Mastermind Creation 6-shot. That would seem to be a good size, I would think. Maybe a little bit bigger. I mean, you might go, what's that, Carnifex? That just came out, their Overlord. It's a little bit bigger. You might have to go that size with Tidal Wave.
Just go full frontal, man. Just make them, machine generations Metroplex size.
Yeah, do the Fort Max size. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. At that point, who cares at that point?
Once again, you're not paying for the thing.
I'm not paying for this. My wife is.
But I want to be able to buy the toy, so I don't want it to be so large it's so prohibitively expensive. You know, it's like I really want Pandanus. You know, that.
Yeah, but also remember, you're making it so obscure that not many people are going to want it. It's going to go on clearance.
Tidal Wave is not obscure. He's like one of the best toys from Armada.
Everything Armada is obscure.
One of the major
video games. Not for the
people haven't come into their own yet.
I know. So somewhere out there, Armada is someone's G1.
They don't yet have disposable income. So, Don, have you went yet?
Yeah, not yet. I'm going to have to go with the low-hanging fruit here just because the toy really needs an upgrade, and that's going to be Optimus Prime.
A good
representation of Armada Optimus Prime with a lot better than stick figure pants leg mode. It's just that's one of the primes that really just needs a better toy to represent the line in a more favorable light.
You know what really killed that toy? I mean, the cab, the small prime was phenomenal with that toy. I loved it. And even the little bendy prime, the deluxe version, was a great toy. What killed that toy was that auto-transforming trailer. If they hadn't have had that gimmick, if his trailer could have transformed into a pants mode that, A, connected to the cab better, because the connection was horrible on that, and actually had some knees that would bend or something another, it would have been a way better toy.
But I remember being at that BotCon when one of the people won an Armada Prime in a contest in the dealer's room or something, and he had it out there. We were all amazed that this thing transformed by itself. We were just ecstatic. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, man, that thing really, really didn't work.
You know, I remember whenever I got it for the first time way back in the day, I got it out, and I was like a kid. I opened it up and put it on the floor, put the batteries in it, and did the auto transform gimmick. It didn't work quite right because I was on carpet, somewhat thick carpet. And so I went over to the linoleum and did it on the linoleum. I'm like, didn't quite do it for me, you know.
To look at. It's not nice to play with.
Yeah, I just chalked it up to I'm an older kid now, so it didn't flip my trigger, but. You know, even now, I think, and looking back on it, and seeing how many problems that toy had, you know, is, you know, a lot of the gears would strip out. It didn't auto transform right half the time. And also now GPS, wasn't that toy also known for GPS now, like the ears and stuff. So, you know, looking back, it just wasn't executed right. So, let's move on. As everybody went from Armada, I had to step away for a moment. I don't want to skip anybody. All right. Energon, Jim.
Man, Energon is kind of a tough one because the bulk of Energon overall was essentially
pants and shirt.
A precursor to what we got for classic generation. A great majority of it was references to G1 or various figures throughout the years. I could say Wing Saber, but that could be like Master Beast Star Saber. I could say Downshift. There's Wheeljack. I mean, that's a rough line. I'm going to need a minute on that one.
Yeah, I'm having a hard one on that one too.
Well, my default would be Rodimus, Energon Rodimus, but I've got a way better one, Slugslinger.
That's a cool guy.
Energon Slugslinger.
I did like that one.
He's a great toy, but he was different. He was way more complicated than your average Energon toy. I think, you know, without that little, that little cannon, that shooting cannon that he had on his shoulder kind of interfered a lot with his transformation. Maybe change up the way that's done. And I think it could be executed a little bit better and have it more along the lines of like a generations type upgrade. But yeah, seeing as how he wasn't in the show, was he?
No,
he wasn't in the show. So, you know, you don't have to worry about Masterpiece and having him look like he did in the show. So I'm going to go with Slugslinger. I'd like to see another take on Slugslinger. It was a great toy that would deserve a great update.
Got it. I know who I need.
Okay.
I need an Energon Ironhide on my toy shelf.
Energon Ironhide.
The blue version. The blue
without the head that's on the top.
So not.
No, it's got to have that's the defining feature. It's got to have that GoBot nest to it.
You know, everybody hates on that toy. It was a fun toy. Yeah. I like that toy. I remember back in the day sitting there messing with it, and I'm like, you know, if they just had this little cover that would come over and cover the head, it would be great.
You mean like a paper bag?
No, just either that or do like Generation 1 Inferno and Grapple. You know how like they had that bucket head that that would like swerve around? Just do that to where, you know, the head was, you know, you flip the head upside down and it's like covered. I mean, it just looks like a box on top of the truck. I think it would have been a fine toy after if it weren't for that.
Yeah, those huge pants, too. Yeah, huge, like, elephantitis-type legs.
Well, how many Transformers are guilty of that? G1 Snarl. Yeah, I mean, I can name a ton of them off the top of my head that
That's why I want a new one. I don't want my Ironhide to have elephantitis.
Hmm. Speaking of elephantitis, Don.
That's for the one fan of the Carol Burnett show who will know what I was referencing to doing that. Energon. Oh, God. The hits just keep on coming. I'm going to have to go with the low-hanging fruit again. Most of the Decepticons are pretty good. I think that's the one thing a lot of people agree is the Energon Decepticons are the stronger figures compared to the Autobots. I want to say Omega, but since we got the Year of the Snake Omega not that long ago, and Omega himself is not that bad.
No, that's actually deep.
Yeah, when half of you looks like the Yamato or the Argo from Star Blazers, you're pretty good right there. I'm going to go with Prime again. I really think that Energon Prime needed
I mean, if his vehicle limbs had like robot drones, kind of like from Galgaigar, when you had Volfog, and then you had Gunglue, and Gunglue was a helicopter, and Duron, who what was the motorcycle's name?
Dude, I can't remember.
Right, I have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
Okay, well, well, see, in Galgaigar, there was a basically a police ninja consultant called Volfog, and he had a super mode where
Rick,
there was
you didn't know that? Come on now.
Yeah, I,
big Volfog.
Big Volfog. And so, so
I didn't think it was little.
Yeah. So I would like I would like to see the Optimus Prime with the drones that have robot modes that he can command in battle, and to give him a better proportion, not quite as Power Rangers look in super mode.
And doesn't look like he ate one too many hamburgers.
Exactly. So that would be, again, I hate going for the obvious. It's just toys. I'm just saying, again, those two Optimus Primes really need some better figures.
Yeah. Yeah, whenever I look at Energon Optimus Prime, the little small cab version of him, it almost make you know, being a little self-deprecating here, it kind of reminds me of me. You know, he's got the big old round body and the little stick legs. You know, it kind of looks like me. So, yeah. Brett, your Energon pick.
Well, this figure really reminds me of a show. An Iron Man show, and when they introduced Iron Patriot. So my pick would be Omega Sentinel.
Hmm.
And I think that would look good. I like that one. Not Omega Supreme.
Yeah.
Omega Sentinel.
I like his colors the way they are, though, so I hope it wouldn't change.
It would not be a changing of the colors. I like the colors, because like I said, the figure really reminds me of Iron Patriot, just in the color scheme and everything. I kind of dig it. Other than that, the rest of the line sucks.
Well, you know, that is a running gag here on TFYLP. Energon sucks. So we even got Gary Chalk to say it on the Gary Chalk episode. We got Gary Chalk to say Energon sucks. So yeah, yeah.
That's right.
Now Cybertron. The line right after that. I think Jim is chomping at the bit to talk about Cybertron.
I actually need to still do Energon.
Yeah, he still has to do Energon.
Oh,
yeah.
You haven't done Energon? I thought you went first.
I couldn't think of one, so I was having to come back to me.
Oh, you're since you skipped, you're not entitled to an opinion.
But bam.
Well, it's not a major one, but I'm going to go with Energon Receptor, the Minicon team.
I can see that.
Yeah,
I can see that.
You know, interesting concept, but it never really materialized quite right. So yeah, that might be good. You know, for that matter, if you're talking about the Unicron trilogy, better MicroMasters, better Minicons. I mean, those guys were collectible and kind of neat. You know,
well, I do agree with him. I think it'd be neat to have at least either. The Star Saber or the Sky Boom Shield, I think those would be neat if they could actually make them look like they did in the show. The melee weapons may look like that. I think that would be
phenomenal. Now, back in Energon, they released as a deluxe Highwire. He's so far as I know to date the only deluxe scale minicon ever. He was packaged along with Kicker in kind of a G.I. Joe scale.
Yeah.
And I thought for sure, you know, if they would have just continued that and just released a Grindor and a Sureshock and then end up having, like, a Voyager-scale Perceptor, that would have been phenomenal. But I think they dropped the ball on that, so I got to go with a third-party Perceptor.
You know, and only one person will get this, but if you're listening and saying Galvatron, remember what we used to do with Kicker. That's all I'm going to say about that. Now, Jim, go ahead and kick off Cybertron. What's your pick for Cybertron?
I got to go with Scattershot. I'm sorry, Scattershot.
Scattershot.
Mm-hmm. Scattershot with an O-R. Not this guy. Or this guy. The little blue truck with a couple missiles on top. simply because he was just a fun character. I was, it's like a little tiny dude, huge guns. I mean, who doesn't love that? But I'm torn whether to do just the regular Scattershot or the Cybertron Defense version, where they got the upgrades mid-season. Because in that form, he had the huge arm launchers on both arms. So I'm not sure which I like better.
Okay.
Some kind of update for that in a generation style.
Okay. Brett?
About the only one that I really liked was Vector Prime.
Mm.
Good pick.
I like that one. I always thought when the storage of the sword, the actual ship, which it kind of looked a little too Star Wars for me, but that's okay.
He kind of had a Star Destroyer.
He had a Star Destroyer thing going on there, but that's okay. I mean, it worked. It worked. Yeah. But I did like the fact that the wings actually became the cape, and I thought that was pretty slick.
See, that toy actually wound up making just about the perfect Alpha Trion.
Absolutely.
Yes, it did.
And there you go. If you made a masterpiece one of these, you can very easily tool it into Alpha Trion.
I only had one complaint about it, though, is, you know, like you mentioned, the way the sword stores in the one side. I was disappointed they didn't have a sword in both sides, and he just had two blades. That would have been so easy to do.
Well, the only thing I didn't like about it is that the sword was always drooping, which, you know, hey, Don, I know that's a problem. I understand.
It depends on how you hold it.
I wouldn't know. I don't get to use the sword that much for anything. So.
Well, you know, the thing with Vector Prime is he was old. So, you know.
The only thing he's missing,
you
the
might
only
have,
thing Vector Prime's missing right
talk
there.
About, and talk about the third-party names.
Cialis.
No, Cialis. The third-party name for Cybertron Vector Prime could be Herbert.
Well, but he's just missing the bifocals. Because we all know that that's the second thing to go.
They could call him Herbert as a reference to Family Guy, the old guy from Family Guy.
Oh, I was thinking. I was
Where's
thinking
my radio call at? Is anybody shaking me?
This went bad real quick.
We just lost 20 viewers from that.
I know.
It just dropped.
All right. My pick, and this would be, you know, Jetfire, that green plane. I kind of liked it. You know, and I think he would translate well with more articulation, more detail, and a few more little added gimmicks, you know, like guns and things like that. I think Jetfire would make a really good third party translation. Although, you know, if we talk about it, he probably wouldn't sell much. I mean, for that matter, Unicron Trilogy toys at this point probably wouldn't sell too well in third party, but we're starting. Yeah, we're talking. We're talking about toys now that the people that grew up with those are their G1. They're just now either getting to the point where they have disposable income or have not yet gotten there. So
let me ask you,
they're down the road.
What do we call those people? That next generation of people.
Well, what's millennium? What would that
age? Millennials.
Millennials.
I think anybody that came of age in the early 2000s.
Right, the 2000s.
There you go. Okay, there you go.
2000 is millennials.
Okay.
Okay.
See, that's what you're looking at.
Yeah. All right. So, Rick, your pick for Cybertron.
Well, I can go with the low-hanging fruit and say Primus, but I happen to be a real big fan of that Batmobile Megatron.
Ooh,
so I want that Batmobile Megatron.
That was, you know, that's one of the better Megatrons throughout the franchise history. I really dig that, and I love the silver redeco of it. You know,
The Galvatron. And if you fold the horns back, it makes a bucket head.
Yes, it does.
As far as you mentioning Primus, though, I would have one requirement for the third party is that they would have to name him Mud.
And what?
Why?
His name is Mud.
Why?
Are you guys not familiar with the band Primus?
Yeah, that's
moving right along.
We just lost 20 viewers.
Yeah.
Okay, Don, your Cybertron.
All right. Y'all see this? Y'all see this pen? This pen's a microphone. I'm getting ready to drop it.
Okay.
Signal Lancer. Done.
Okay.
Okay. Traffic light. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it worked.
It's any display with any Autobot cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, drop the mic. It's done.
Yeah. I think Don just won that one. All right. We'll skip the universe and stuff like that because those are technically, you know, updates to older characters as it is.
Animated.
They're repaint lines.
Yeah. Animated. Let's go with animated. Jim.
The Arc. Would you,
what's that?
The Arc as Omega Supreme.
Mm. Oh,
you just knocked out everybody.
You just won.
No, I got one.
Jim might have won this thread.
Seriously, you're telling me you don't want a Yoketron?
Not as bad as an Omega Supreme as the Arc. No.
Maybe it's because I know the guy. I don't know, but I really want a Yoketron.
Now we're just talking completely out of the blue from any form, either from the show, the comic, toy form, anything.
Yeah. And Transformers animated.
All right, give me a minute. I've got one. I just got to remember.
All right. Mine?
I got it. I just remembered it. Sorry.
Okay.
Grandis.
Okay.
Grandis.
Okay.
He was in there.
Big scaredy cat.
Yeah. My pick is actually a group. I'm going to cheat a little bit. My pick is actually a group. Having seen some of the little sketches that Eric Siebenhaller has put up, I'm going to go with the Constructicons. I'd like to see third-party animated Constructicons.
Did they ever show any other than just the two in any other form?
I know
tiny dude.
I know Eric posted a picture of Scavenger here recently.
Yeah, but was that from any canon at all?
No, that was just something that he was just working on.
It was doodling, yeah.
Yeah, just.
But it was.
I was curious. I thought there was just the two.
It was very clearly Scavenger in the animated aesthetic. Yeah.
Well, there was the three. There was the what was the new guy's name? The little short guy. Dirt Boss.
Yeah. But I would like to see the animated Constructicons.
Now, quick question on that. I know with animated, they never eventually did. Get to build a Devastator. But I heard somewhere along the line that at some point they were planning on somehow kidnapping Bulkhead and doing the whole Headmaster thing and having Dirt Boss as the head and Scrapper and Mixmaster as the legs. Was that a thing, or am I crazy?
No, that's true. Bulkhead was going to be the torso. Dirt Boss is going to be the head, and they were going to do two other Constructicons.
Okay.
So you said Yoketron. Rick.
Yoketron.
Okay. Don, your pick from Transformers Animated.
Probably, again, I'm going to go with no surprise on this one for me. I would like to see Animated RC with Sari as the headmaster.
That wasn't even in the show.
I know.
Dude, that's not...
Okay. All right, I'll go with my backup.
He is Headmaster Dawn for a reason.
Yeah, for a reason. Okay, but I'll go with Plan B. I would like to see a third-party take on Ultra Magnus.
I can't deal with that right now.
I mean, as much as I think the animated Ultra Magnus is, again, it's one of those toys that is not crying for an update because the original and the Roadbuster version I really like, but seeing a third party with a little bit maybe better posability with the shoulders, you know, and that maybe is a little more.
It did have some neat, like the that's the one that had the hammer that integrated into it too, right?
Yeah. He was the one that started Magnus's heavy hammers.
Yeah.
Yep.
So
I did think that one was pretty neat. I didn't really get the Roadbuster reference on it, but I thought that the Ultra Magnus was neat.
Real quick, I've got this screen shared.
Beautiful.
Yeah, this is a digibash of the Gorira, the Perfect Effect Optimus, with, you know, colored in, and I think I just need new pants right now.
Does it say how big it is? What scale?
There was the prototype pictures that we saw earlier today, late last night, showed it about, I'd say, leader class size compared to Voyager Generation, so Voyager Rhino. It probably a little bit small for Masterpiece, I would think.
Well, it depends on what you're trying to do, because,
well, Generation Rhinox,
much bigger. Generation much bigger than Primal.
Generations Rhinox, he was a full head and shoulders taller than him.
Well, there were pictures of it digibash. They were digital digibash pictures of it, but there were pictures of it next to Masterpiece Optimus Primal from Takara, and it's still like a full, like, 3 to 4 inches above it.
Yeah.
So either the Optimus Primal is very small.
Right.
It is quite. It does appear like it's going to be a quite large toy. So, so that's good. All right, let's move on to Transformers Prime. Now I've got a pick for this that may surprise people, but let's go with Jim. Transformers Prime, a third party toy.
What's her name? Miko.
Yeah, Miko.
Yeah. Why are people going with the human characters for third party?
Miko with the Apex armor.
Yes. Yeah, I was not actually going to bring that up because everybody would laugh at me even more. But yes, I do like that.
That was a cool armor. Sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Brett.
Only because I thought he was pretty cool. Once again, Dreadwing.
It's a good, it's a good character, and would look really good, really good, as a third party update.
But I think he would have to be pretty bulky. I think that the figure we got definitely doesn't do it justice.
Yeah, my choice is kind of out of left field, but you know, I got rid of all my Prime toys simply because, you know, I was moving toward a different focus on my collection. But if I had to go back and get one Prime toy, it would be this one, simply because it rocked my socks. The head mold, the colors, it was so in your face. I loved it. Transformers Prime, Dead End. Give me a third party update to that toy. You know, more detail and more articulation. He was already well articulated. Of course, you know, you're getting into the era now where the toys already have really good articulation by default. You know, I mean, we've gotten so far into the future of the Transformers franchise, most of the toys we're naming right now already have really good representations, with the exception, you know, some of the Armada, Energon, Cybertron stuff, which they kind of went back to the brick type formers, but you know, once you start getting into Prime, you start getting into more pieces per toy, you know, more articulation. But I would really like to see Dead End. That is a character I would have liked to have seen in the show. Decepticon version of Wheeljack. You know, didn't go the obvious route of making like an exhaust or even a slicer, you know. I mean, he was just a really nice reuse of that mold, and I totally dig that. Give and that screaming face, give him, you know, like an articulated thing with maybe a light up gimmick to where the eyes and the mouth would glow. You know, that I have to say that figure rocked my socks. Rick, your pick for Transformers Prime.
This is a sore spot for me because, you know, I was there. I worked on that toy line. I worked on that show. And I want to say two. And I get to say two because I got to work on that show. So I would like to have seen the completed Voyager Arachnid.
Oh.
With the spider mode.
Yes.
And.
With all legs.
Yes. And I wanted the Voyager Insecticon.
Mm.
Yeah. I think you just made Paladin's Night there over on Superhero Time there. Yeah, you just made Paladin's Night on that.
Arachnid, you know, definitely got the shaft in that in that toy line. I remember looking. I went out late one night looking for an Arachnid whenever they first started hitting, and I found it, and I was so happy. And I got back home, I opened it up, and I'm like, "Damn it!" the ball was. I was so happy with that line up until that toy, and then I'm like, "This toy dropped the ball."
Yeah, it was like, such a battle just to get that toy made.
But Don, your pick for
Transformers. Well, unfortunately, Rick just
stole your thunder.
Stole my thunder there. I guess. Jeez. I guess I'm going to go with. I would like to see them make a set of the humans from the show, with using the G.I. Joe molds, Fowler. Jack's mom, the three kids, Silas, just make a prime set so that way you can have your humans interacting with your prime toys that you already have to sort of complete the motif.
Well, technically, though, if you get the New York Comic Con pack, you would already have little figurines of the Miko in that.
No, actually, it's just that one's just Jack and Raph. There's no Miko in that set.
I thought there was a Miko.
No, there is. There is.
There is?
Yeah. I thought all three kids were in it.
Okay, all right. I'll have to have actually articulated figures, so they could, just gesture and point and,
You want G.I. Joe versions of those characters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what I was saying, And then, you can include an axe from the one episode or the fire extinguisher from another that they used to beat up some Viacons with. That's what I would see.
I only have a couple of concerns with that idea. If you use like a G.I. Joe style, would they all be proportioned to like the standard G.I. Joe body type, or would we have to worry about like a larger than normal Fowler or Raph with a giant head?
I don't know. I'm just saying, that's just what I like to see. Because again, Scale is not. I like to see those characters represented in an actual with paint and articulation and accessories in a maybe like a little Mesa set. The box is shaped like the Mesa they were hiding in, and you would just have the main characters.
So can I tell you a quick story about that setting?
Yeah,
sure.
All right, totally off topic. So we were fooling around with something called Unity back in the day. At the end of season 2 in Transformers Prime, the Decepticons blow up that base inside the missile silo, the Autobots, and it crumbles down and it becomes just a hill of boulders. And eventually, Don, a guy named Matt Tracker goes there, hide out, and he takes that hill of boulders and he makes a place called Boulder Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually heard snippets of that in the past, but I didn't know how that
before, but yeah.
Well, in the series, they mentioned Mobile Armored Strike Command.
Yeah,
they mentioned MASC. It didn't stand for Mobile Armor Strike Command. It stood for something.
Okay, I was thinking they mentioned the whole thing, so they just used the acronym.
Yeah, they just said MASC because at the time there was a lot of debate about what it stood for. But
yeah, Fowler said it came from their MASC division.
Yeah, I think it stood for Mechanically Advanced Secret Knights, but I guess they're not using that. I guess they're going back to what they used in the '80s.
Hmm. Because command is always spelled with a K. I don't know how y'all spell it. But.
Yeah. Yeah.
It always made me think it was a Russian group or something other. Strike Command,
Yes. Mobile Armor Strike Command,
Strike Command, yeah. All right, let's have a little fun here. Let's do the current toy line. And then right after that, we'll wrap up by just a random pick, the one dream toy that we would love to see in a third party form. But let's do Transformers Robots in Disguise 2.0. Jim, your pick for a third party update.
Grimlock Triple Changer with the truck mode.
Triple Changer with a truck mode, huh?
Damn.
The truck backhoe, whatever that cage thing is that he rides around in.
Okay. That would be cool. That'd be cool.
Brett, I know you're not a huge fan of that line, but
I know nothing about it.
Okay.
Seen an episode.
So tell it to blow off then, huh? All right.
I just have no clue.
My pick is a really updated, or not a really updated, but like a really articulated, intricate version of Thunderhoof.
Thunderhoof.
That character rocks my socks. That is one of the newest, best new characters they've come up with.
You're talking about Thunderhoof?
Yeah, a tractor that turns into a robot with a deer head. I just love it. Dig it. Rick, your pick for Robots in Disguise 2.0.
Who's the purple motorcycle? Is that Fracture?
Fracture, yes.
Yes. I haven't seen him on the show because the show is not for me, but that is a cool-looking design.
It's actually a cool toy, too. I've got the toy. It's really cool. Fracture. Don, your pick for Robots in Disguise 2.0.
A better redesigned strong arm. Because I think I love the character. Her toy is kind of lacking because the whole hands in boxes syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
But also the fact is, I think we could get a really great Smallfoot repaint from the same mold.
I can see that. All right, now let's just say any generation, any Transformers toy that's that, you know, it could have a character on TV or just be toy form only. If we could just pick one dream character to have a third party update of, be it Generations motif or a masterpiece or what have you.
Can it be an original character we like to see, or does it have to be an existing toy?
Has to be an existing toy or character.
Okay.
Let's go with you, Don.
Oh, go to somebody else. Go to somebody else.
Okay. Jim. Mm-hmm.
So, real quick, are we skipping the Combiner Wars series?
Yeah, I mean, no. In the interest of time, we should.
Okay.
But I'm kind of grouping that in with pick any toy from any line. If you want to pick a Combiner Wars character like Scattershot, like I'm sure you'll probably pick, or Computron, yeah, go ahead.
Well, no, I was hesitant to choose it earlier in the G1 section, but some kind of proper update and representation for a proper Corded Bull. I know Titans Return, we're getting Kreb released under the name of Terry Bull.
And make it sound feminine. Terry Bull.
Well, it's spelled with an I.
I know.
Terry with an I. That's, well, anyway. But yeah, I mean, you know, just a full Corded Bull, you know, have the whole Vince Clortho look, you know, the rifle and all that. I think it'd be pretty neat.
You know, I kind of see down the road, if we don't get official, I'm going to call them transector bodies, for the head only Titan Masters. I kind of foresee third party bodies for those Titans.
Absolutely,
I see it happening.
Yeah, and Horrible would be perfect anyway, because, you know, in his bull mode, he looks a lot like Vince Clortho or Zool from Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
It would be perfect timing.
I think I've got mine, Duran.
Okay, Don.
It took me a while to think of this. I want to go with an updated version of Star Convoy.
Very good choice. You know, that's one that's often overlooked. I would buy that. I would buy an updated Star Convoy with an updated MicroMaster Hot Rod.
Right, and maybe the Hot Rod in this time could become maybe a Target Master, or maybe a have more of a function than just manning the Prime Space Mode.
Hmm.
But yeah, that is the Star Convoy is my pick.
Okay.
All right. Brett, your pick.
Only because it took me forever to get one that wasn't yellowed. Galaxy Shuttle.
Oh.
That's another one that's often ignored, yeah.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't mind seeing them do that, Brett, but also do the Brave version. If you want, they can also do the Brave version from Thunderdag 1, which is a really great remold of that Galaxy Shuttle base mold.
The only other thing that I think I would love is if the and it would be like two, but I would also like to get a Masterpiece Countdown so I could put it on the launching pad.
That would be a nice set.
I'm talking about, expensive.
Yeah. Well, right. I mean, Make Toys could probably do the Countdown set for less than what they charge for Pandanus.
No, that's true. That thing's, yeah. You can tell I don't have one of those yet.
Yeah.
But I want one. Those, the more I've seen about it,
this is a side note, but I saw when they first showed the prototype of that, when they were carrying it, and I said, that thing is badass. I can't wait for it to come out. And then I saw the mock-up pictures of it and everything. I said, this thing's badass. I can't wait for it to come out. And then when they released it, I saw it, and I went, it doesn't look as good as I was hyping it up for.
Oh, in my head, I went for the Black Zarek repaint. So
I like it because it's a really stylized version of Scorponok, and it's a really nice take on the character.
I probably will wind up getting one, but I'm not. What is it? $375?
So 400 at Capture Prey.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too much. Sorry.
It's a little bit out of my price league right now myself. So, or otherwise I would have it already.
Yes, lightweight.
Yes. my pick for third party update, Sky Gary, simply because, from a repaint standpoint, you can automatically repaint it into Death Gary Gun. So you'd have a built in repaint, ready for it with very little retooling, if any at all. But yeah, Sky Gary, because the original one was a neat toy, but it was a brick too. I mean, it's right up there with Broadside as in articulation. So I would like to see a fully articulated and detailed Masterpiece style Sky Gary.
One little side note, only because you said that when you were talking about the G1 picks, I was this close to picking Broadside.
I would want
him to be about this tall.
Technically, he has gotten a third party treatment though.
I don't count that thing. I don't count. Broadside should be huge. So.
That was my alternative to Sky Star Convoy, but I've got a Salter, so I don't have a new Star Convoy.
But he's not big enough.
All right. Rick, your pick for any toy, any character.
All right. I'm going to throw one kind of out of left field here. I'm going to go with Alternator's Optimus Prime Masterpiece Scale.
Ooh. That really could use a new figure. Yeah. I agree with you on that one.
That is a great toy. The Japanese version of the Nemesis Convoy in Japan. There was a metal version of that, which is incredible. To have that in diecast and to have that at Masterpiece level, that would make me a very happy Rick.
You know, for such... I just clicked the link that was shared in the in the private group. Yeah, I mean, the Alternators was such a great line, and that Prime was probably the biggest disappointment. Had one of the best looking alt modes, in my opinion. I love that kind of alt mode, but yeah, he really dropped the ball. All right, Brett is sharing a picture of a recently announced Masterpiece Broadside. I just love the hard brick edges that this picture has.
Masterpiece Broadside?
Yes.
Yes. Yes, there
yes,
it is.
There
not,
it is.
Not right official.
It's unofficial. Yeah,
where's this picture?
I'm sharing. I mean, it's being shared on the on the group right there, or on the.
Oh, that is nice.
I will say one thing. I think this might be a little rough around the edges for some people.
It might be hard to swallow this one too.
It might be hard to transform, but I dig it. Absolutely. I really dig it.
I gotta say, the attention to detail on this thing is really absolutely.
They got the colors amazing on it.
Dead on. Dead
they
on the colors.
Totally embody the spirit of what this character is supposed to be.
Usable paint apps.
Absolutely. Don, what was your thoughts on Masterpiece Broadside?
It's been done to death.
No, it has not.
Moving on.
Okay. All right, guys. I hope you guys have enjoyed this episode of speculation and what our top TAF. Our top staff picks for third-party renditions of popular Transformers toys throughout the year. It's often neat to discuss things, what we like to see. And a lot of times our interpretations, our ideas, our wants and desires echo a lot of what the fans generally feel too, but we'd love to hear what you would have to say on your picks for third party updated characters from each line in Transformers. Who's your dream pick that would, if you could get a updated character of it, that would not likely get a official Masterpiece or third party style redo, who would you pick? Tweet it to us at TFYLP on Twitter. Post it to our Facebook group. We'd love to hear from you. Guys, any of you have any closing thoughts before we head out?
Energon sucks.
Stonegate is neither stone nor gate.
Words of wisdom.
Don't pee on electric fence.
Wow.
You know, Mythbusters busted that. That doesn't work.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That doesn't work. You have to be standing extremely close to the fence for it will actually shock your wee-wee. So,
go ahead and pee on the electric fence. Just make sure it's not plugged in.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Everyone, head on, and we'll see you next time on Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure. This has been Deron Land, along with Headmaster Don, Rick Alvarez, Jim Black, and Megamus. We'll see you next time on TFYLP.
TFYLP, apply directly to the forehead.
Happy 4th of July, everybody.
And happy Canada Day.
Make sure you have all your fingers.
God.
This has been Transformers for Your Listening Pleasure, a presentation of TFTalk.net. We'd like to thank you for listening and ask that you please rate us on your favorite podcast outlet and share us with your friends. Be sure to follow us on Twitter at TFYLP. Email us at podcast@TFYLP.com. This is Paul Lighting, and on behalf of TFYLP, we'd like to thank you again for listening, and we hope you'll join us next time for another TFYLP.